back in action. Okay, that was brand new single by Cindy Lawson. Song is called Don't Come Crying to Me. WMFO Medford Rising with Sky Bar. Might as well get this out of the way now. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And there's also Donations Drive Week, or I don't know how long it goes, actually. At least this week. So, if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Radio stations like ours rely on monies that come in. So, yeah, if you can help out in any small way to keep us on the airwaves, please go ahead and do so. About 8:15 or so, we're going to have Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds band. Connor Bracken's going to be calling it. He's at a show this week at the Jungle. Connor is from the Jersey area, so we're going to talk to him for 10-15 minutes. But I also have a lot of new music to play. This is not new music, but it's a good song. This is something by The Strokes.
Moscow 1972. Always singing in my ear.
Yeah, this is me. Is this Kwana? Yep. Hello. WMFO, WMFO, Medford.
Hi, this is Connor Bracken.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, this is me. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, third time's a charm there.
Yeah, the phones were always, I'm the only guy in the building, so I got to answer it and spin stuff here. But thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate you having me on. Yeah, Luke was saying a lot of good things about you, so I wanted to make sure I come on, and I hope to see you Friday.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, Luke mentioned to me a while ago, he said, you got to check this band out, and so I did. I listened to some of your tunes, and I watched some of your videos and some of your live stuff, and it's all great stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I'm in.
Oh, good. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So,
it was good to hear that somebody here.
Well, you hit Boston. You hit Boston on a regular basis or not?
You know, I'm trying to get up to like 3 times a year.
Yeah.
Right now, because we kind of just, you know, we're touring all around, but we're kind of, after the pandemic, we're like, all right, well, let's focus on the Northeast and Boston.
Right.
You know, first time we played there, you know, we couldn't even really get a gig, so we kind of like played a house party.
Yeah.
That was like kind of last minute. And then we played a planned house party, and then we played a real gig post-COVID, and it's kind of been, after that, like last time we played in Boston, it's been amazing.
You know? Yeah, I think that's the way it is. I think you have to build up a market, right, before you take off.
Yeah, you know.
I read in your bio, Asbury Park, Jersey. Is that the area? Because I'm a big fan of a guy from Asbury Park. But so did you grow up in Asbury Park area?
About 20 minutes away, yeah, in a town called Old Bridge. But Asbury Park was like the music town near us.
Yeah, how long have you been together? How long has the band been together?
Ooh, man. So long.
A long time.
I remember. we started playing under this name in 2018.
All right, and how'd you come up with the name?
Well, the first part of the name is just my name.
Right, right.
But then it was Mother Leeds Band is the name of the mother of the Jersey Devil. It seemed pretty metal way back when, because there was a couple bands before that with like kind of a take on that name. I mean, this project I've been working on pretty much for, you know, I think the first gig, like official gig with this band was like 2012. So yeah, it's been like 10 years, you know what I mean? But while I was gigging in high school, you know what I mean? I was gigging when I was like 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Too young. So,
and is Asbury Park still kind of a scene? Are there clubs here that do well?
Oh yeah. It's even bigger than it's ever been now. Oddly
That's
enough.
Good.
It's when we first started playing there, I couldn't get anyone to come out to gigs because it was like so seedy.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, you know, now there's even more clubs open than there ever was, and it's great, man. I mean, I love Asbury Park. We're always going to be Asbury Park, you know what I mean? I love that. I love Asbury.
Yeah. And so
and
how...
A lot of our stuff comes from, you know, because it's such a live music-oriented town,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You kind of had to, you know, there's so many bands that you kind of have to you know, they make you be the best you can be because you really can't be, you can't be crap.
You can't be mediocre because people aren't, they're not going to show up.
Yeah, or they'll be mean to you. They'll just be sure they're mean to you. You get good really quick when people aren't afraid to tell you you're terrible.
Yeah, I guess. And so you've gone up and down the East Coast, or have you? How far down have you gone with your band?
Well, you know, the band, you know, in the past, we've been down all through the South and everything like that, like, you know, like Florida and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and like Georgia and down to Nashville and all kinds of stuff like that. But now, you know, we're planning to get back there right now, but we've been kind of, you know, over the course we were touring and we were still, like, kind of struggling in our hometown.
Right.
And then while, you know, as soon as before COVID hit, we were starting to get opening up for nationals and, like, getting bigger gigs. And then we booked the biggest gig we were ever going to play, and then COVID happened. And miraculously, like, half the people that bought the tickets, that half sold out, and everyone kept their tickets 2 years.
That's cool.
Which was pretty amazing. Really thankful for them, you know, for doing that. And then we announced, like, hey, next month we're going to do it. And then the rest of the tickets sold out, and we played sold out, and then it sold out so quick we had to do it again 2 months later.
Wow.
We were playing, like, two sold out shows, you know, 500 cap room, you know, like 1,000 mm-hmm. people.
Wow.
So it kind of, like, you know, because we were working all throughout COVID. We did all kinds of stuff. We ended up releasing the album, I believe, most fell over COVID, you know, I was recording throughout the entire thing, and I still had this album in the can because it was supposed to be out May 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We kept on holding it back, kind of. And then eventually released it, and then I was like, all right, well, we can't tour, we can't do anything. So we ended up, like, re-recording the whole album, just alternate versions, a completely different version.
Yeah.
We ended up doing a live in studio version, and then, you know, just all these different versions. This album, like, it was kind of a joke, like, I'm like, Taylor Swift, basically.
Yeah.
Songs, you know? But it wasn't out of, like, that I didn't like them. It was like, we can't tour, so we got to do something. So that kind of really, you know, we never focused online before. It was always on the live show.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do that at all. So instead of kind of packing it in, we kind of found something else. And that grew our fan base online significantly, and more people were able to find it. And then we're like, hey, you know, we were kind of able to, you know, quote-unquote, like, kind of conquer our hometown, and then in New York and Philadelphia around us are starting to do really good. Let's build it to where we kind of conquer these cities, you know, and, you know, Boston is kind of like the next big city after New York.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of where we're looking at, and now we've been playing, we played a gig at O'Brien's, which was really good.
Yeah.
And then when we came back around, we played this spot called The Jungle, which we're playing again. That show was great, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like The Jungle. I like The Jungle a tad better than O'Brien's. Not that, they're both good clubs.
I have to say, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean.
Yeah. The Jungle, not that O'Brien's didn't have this, I did feel like The Jungle, it had a vibe. I don't know. It was kind of like, there's a bit of excitement around the place itself.
Yeah, I agree. And they generally get good crowds there at The Jungle.
Yeah, well that's what I'm hoping for again.
Yeah,
Friday,
yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah, no, you will. You will.
You kind of never know, especially if you're not, like, boots on the ground able to promote, which is also another reason why I really appreciate you having me on, man. You know?
Oh, yeah. No.
Are we on right now, Bo?
Yeah, we're on. We're on.
Okay, good.
We've been on since the phone call began.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, but I find that a lot with people I've had on, local bands I've had on, COVID was a productive time because, like you said, you couldn't tour, you had nothing to do. So that was like a breeding ground for people to write music and videos, and because there was nothing else to do. And you musical people, you need some outlet.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I'm, you know. May I say I did very much love O'Brien's, by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, exactly. Like we don't want to dump all over O'Brien's.
Yeah, no. I liked it a lot, but it was when we went to The Jungle. It kind of seemed it kind of just seemed that there's a lot of people there excited just to see something that they never heard before.
Yeah,
you know, which I'm excited about. I'm so excited about.
Yeah, any club that's open that supports local music and music in general is a plus. So yeah, I'm. O'Brien's absolutely. Is great too, yeah. But
yeah, absolutely.
You've had a lot of videos. Do you enjoy the video process? And how involved are you in the
video? No, like, not at all. You don't. I hate making them. I really hate making music videos.
But it's required almost. Is that the deal?
And you know, we've kind of learned. I've learned now to make fun videos. I figured out how to kind of do that. Well, I didn't. I figured out how to find people that kind of make fun videos.
Yeah.
Beforehand, it was kind of, you know, typical music video stuff, but that, you know, we're just, I'd never look like I'm singing, actually singing, and it always looks bad. It's very, they're just bad, but
they're required.
We kinda have fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we kind of, now we just don't even care. Not, it's weird. When we stopped caring, they kind of started coming out a lot better.
Right. No, I can see that. You're not as focused on, you're just having fun with it.
Yeah, and they're goofy and they're fun, and I don't even bother lip syncing the right way.
Yeah,
and I end up a lot of the time I just say, "Hey, I'm gonna sing the song, and you figure out how to match it up later on."
Right, right.
And, you know, you got to find directors that are willing to do that, which is my man Joey Lupo. He does them a lot of them, so he's the man.
Yeah. So you got the Jungle Show coming up. Do you have actually? There's a new single out. Is that right? You got a new single out?
You are correct, sir. Yeah. You are correct. It's called Live.
Mm-hmm. I imagine we'll hear that Friday night.
Oh, you probably, yeah, you will. You will. It was, that's been getting worked into the set. We've just been releasing singles because we have all these recordings done. And one thing I learned from releasing an album is as soon as you release it, you kind of, all those songs are forfeit as far as promoting. And then within a month, people are asking for new stuff anyway.
No, that's so true. That's true.
We make albums, we're going to be releasing singles.
Most people do that. Everyone around here drops like 4 singles, and then it'll be out on either an EP. Then that will become an EP or the full length. But yeah, everyone drops singles prior to the actual
release. Releasing music, The Far Out, who are playing with us Friday.
Yeah, who else is on the bill?
Release show. It's The Far Out, Neon Cowboy, and Hush Club.
And are they all Jersey bands? Where'd you get these guys?
They're all Boston bands.
Oh, are they? Wow.
I gotta
find these guys out.
Yeah. You gotta discover these guys. They're really good. The Far Out's releasing new music on Friday, and this is also part of their release show.
Mm-hmm.
We're very happy to have them. They played the last time we played the Jungle.
Okay.
And they're awesome. And last time we also had a band called Fuzzkill, and before that we had a band called Linear's Garden that really got they got us introduced to the Boston area.
Yeah, Linear's so great.
They were I felt so bad, they were down near us, but we've been playing a bunch of gigs.
Yeah,
so we've been, you know, I actually even was able to get them a gig in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We ended up playing Philly that night.
Wow.
And we were kind of ships passing the night, so I'm hoping to see Linnea on Friday.
Yeah, she's been on the show a couple times. Yeah, they're a great band. Yeah, I don't know if she'll be there. She's at the Jungle a lot, so chances are she might be, you know?
She might. Well, maybe I'll just put her as show, making an appearance on the poster. just appearance by.
Yeah. So, like, what advice do you have for bands that are trying to, like, get beyond, like, their hometown?
I don't know if anybody should be taking advice from me.
Just tour the hell out of it? Just hit these?
I don't know. Get on the road, get good songs, and just practice. Just rehearse nonstop. That's what we do. We rehearse, like, you know, these days a little less because we're playing gigs so often. But, you know, when we were starting out, we were doing 2-3 times a week on at least, you know. And then on top of that, to keep going. And just, basically play live.
Yeah,
play live. Just be awesome.
So do you have a full length? Any coming up soon? Or are you going to bang out some singles and see what happens with that?
Well, the full length's done. You know, it's pretty much been done for a long time, and I've been recording on top of that. We've just been recording. So I have too much. There's too many songs. I got stuck.
Well, that's a good problem to have, I guess, too many, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, I just, you know, whenever, you know, we release one and then we start talking about what's the next one, and I like, you know, it's weird because I'm an album kind of guy.
Oh, I love albums.
I love albums, and listen, this is going to be an album at some point.
A physical album.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As opposed to just a digital or a, yeah, it's going to be a physical album.
There's going to be, they're probably, we've actually already got sold out of them already, but we'll make new ones soon. But they're, we do like a tour bootleg.
Yeah.
So you can only buy them at shows. And
oh, that's cool.
They have the singles on them and some live cuts and unreleased material and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun. And I love putting those out there. Unless I see them ripped onto like YouTube, then I'm angry. But whatever.
Yeah. I hear you. No, I'm a big physical product guy. I love albums, CDs, liner notes.
All that stuff.
But
yeah, we're going to be putting those out. And basically, I like it because I actually like the single because each song kind of gets its own mini release.
Yeah.
And its own art. We do artwork for each song.
Yeah.
And I love doing that because it kind of just shines a lot of light on each song. And then when eventually they're released all together, you'll experience them all together. And each one will hit even more, I think.
Right. That's the way it seems. That's the way it goes nowadays. Seems to be around here anyway.
I think so. I think everyone's kind of experiencing a similar thing, thanks to the internet and COVID and all that fun stuff. And, like our first record, even before we were kind of racking them out of Leeds band when we were just Leeds, we started getting this awesome promo out of nowhere, didn't have any PR or anything like that. And we started getting picked up by Mojo magazine.
Wow.
And that was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And it was featured on a CD that came with it. And I was like, oh, hey, what can we do again? And they're like, well, do you have any new music coming out? I'm like, yeah, off the same album. And they're like, well, that's old. That's a month old. Come back when you have a whole new record. And I worked 2 years on that record. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? How does that work?
So, right.
You learn those things.
You learn as you go.
Like that.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to
record.
Yeah, I'm going to get to some music. It's only an hour show. So, I should have two, right? Hour show stuff is baloney. But anyway. I'm gonna play.
Three.
Right, exactly. I'm gonna play Root. Was that? Yeah, I'm gonna play Root after we hang up. And is there anything else you want to add? But Friday night at the Jungle. I'll be there. So
Friday night at the Jungle. You, me, and apparently now Linnea is gone.
Yeah, so, she's got it right.
Yeah, we forced her. But you got to come out. Neon Cowboy, The Far Out is releasing new music in Hush Club. These are all really great Boston bands, and I'm very happy to be on the bill with them. I can't wait to be back at the Jungle. Can't wait to be back in Boston. And, I love Boston. I can't wait.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And we'll see you Friday night.
Oh, and follow us at Mother Leeds Band on all the things.
Mother Leeds Band. Okay, we got it. Love your stuff, man.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, that was Connor Bracken. I'm Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds Band. Actually, before he called, I was in the middle of playing a Brad Marino song, so I'm going to go back to that. And then I'm going to play his song Root. I should tell you, before he called, we played Drop the Needle by the Short Fuses. And I was playing Brad Marino. I'm going to finish that now, a song called That Girl. So I'm going to find that, and then I'm going to get back with Root. Okay, here we go. Brad Marino. Help it, love is what I need from that.
I get up and go. Body and soul breaking me out of my rigmarole. I'm making the scene. There's nothing else to do. The jury is deemed that I mean to you. that strikes when you dine with the back of a hand. Don't look, don't cry, walk away, don't cry. What you don't know now, you better let it lie. I'm slipping, I'm bound. I try and I try. But my chains hold me down. I'm dead inside.
Played a lot of stuff there. That was a band called the Cruzados with a song called Dead Inside. Not Bad, Not Well with Sleeper. Not Bad, Not Well have advanced in the Boston Rumble, I think, on the semifinals. Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds Band with Root. They will be at the Jungle this Friday night. Brad Marino with a song called That Girl. It's 844 WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to keep the music going now with another new tune by a guy who had a lot of success with the Figs and the Gentlemen. It's new stuff by Mike Gent.
Thank you. I'm
That was a great old Boston band, Face to Face. Song called The Day I Was Born off of One Big Day. Before that, the Chelsea Curve, Top It Up. New Boston band that is also in the Rumble. And Mike Gent with a potential candidate. New stuff from him off of a release that he's calling Career Moves. I'm going to close with one now by Springsteen. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar.